This week's parsha is Chaye Sarah, and we'll start in the beginning of the parsha, chapter 23, verse number 1. The verse says, Vayihyu Chaye Sarah, and there were the life of Sarah, Meya Shana, 100 years, Ve'esrim Shana, and 20 years, Ve'sheva Shonim, and 7 years, Shnei Chaye Sarah, these are the years of the life of Sarah. Rashi asks already the famous question, why does the Torah need to write down that the years of Sarah were 100 years, 20 years, 7 years? The Torah could have just written down that the years of Sarah were 127 years. Therefore, Rashi says, Lekach nichtav shana bechol klal uklal. Therefore, it's written shana in every item. Loi malach, to tell you, Shekol echot nidrash la'atzmoy, that each one is learned by itself. Meaning, Bas Kuf, she was 100 years old, Kevas Chav lechet, like a 20-year-old foreseen. Ma Bas Chav, the same way that a 20-year-old, Loichoto, she did not sin, meaning even she sinned, she would not be punished, because Sharei Eino Bas Onshin, because she is not suitable for punishment. Hashem does not punish less than 20 years old in the Bezin Shalmalo, in the heavenly court. And we learn that from the fact that the spies were only punished from age 20 and up. Ach Baskuf, also when she was 100 years old, Beloi Chet, she was without sin. And Rashi continues, Uvaschuf Kevazayan, and when she was 20 years old, she was like a 7 years old, Leyoifi, for beauty. Meaning the same way that a 7-year-old is beautiful, so too when she was 20, she was as beautiful as a 7-year-old. The Moshe Feinstein asks a question, we know that a 20-year-old is more beautiful than a 7-year-old. Then what does it mean that when she was 20 years old, she was like a 7-year-old of beauty? The Moshe Feinstein answers that in the same way that a 7-year-old girl, when she is beautiful, she is not considered about her beauty, she takes it for granted and she doesn't know to become haughty about her beauty. So too, Sarah Imenu, when she was 20 years old, she was so beautiful, and yet she wasn't considered about her beauty in the same way that a 7-year-old girl is not considered about her beauty. Then Rashi continues and says, it's written, Shnei Chaye Sarah, the years of the life of Sarah. Rashi says, Kulam shavin letoiva. They all were wiku for goodness. Our shir today is going to focus on these words of Rashi, which is actually the words of the Medrash, and we are going to try to see what does Rashi mean by saying kulam shavin letoiva, that they all were equally to good, and also why does the Torah needs to write down after it wrote down that this is the years of Sarah life, 120 years, 20 years, 7 years, the years of Sarah's life. Clearly, it's redundant because it already mentioned before. And Rashi says that they all were equally good. So Meforshim explained that Rashi had a problem with what we learned before. Meaning, we learned before that it is written 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years, because you want to compare 100 years to 20 and 20 years to 7. Rashi saw that this is technically very inconsistent, because later on in the story, in where Avraham Avinu dies, in chapter 25, verse number 7, there it says, Ve'ele yemei shnei chai Avraham, and these are the days of the years of the life of Avraham, asher choy, that he lived, me'as shana, 100 years, ve'shivim shana, and 70 years, ve'chomei shanim, and 5 years. And Rashi says, what does it mean, 100 years, 70 years, and 5 years, meaning 175? Rashi says the same thing. Ben Kuf, when he was 100 years old, Kevin Ayan, he was like 70 years old, Lekoyach, for strength, meaning that when he was 100 years old, he was as strong as a 70-year-old man, which is hard to understand what Rashi means by that, since we know that a younger man is stronger, a man in his 20s is stronger, but Rashi says that that's why it's written 100, like a 70. And Rashi continues that when he was 70 years old, he was like a 5-year-old man to sin, meaning in the same way that a 5-year-old person does not sin, even if it sins, he is not guilty for his sins. So too, when Avraham Avinu was 70, he did not sin either. And we have to understand why did they pick those numbers, what comparison is specifically to 5 years old, but Rashi does not explain. Rashi says that we're comparing 100 years to 70 years to 5 years. So we see clearly that Rashi makes the comparison of the years by the life of Sarah and also by the life of Avraham Avinu. But then there is a problem in regards to that comparison. Why? Because later on in the same parsha, in verse number 17, where we're describing the life of Ishmael, there it says, Ve'ele shnei chai Ishmael, this is the years of the life of Ishmael, me'as shana, 100 years, u'shloishim shana, and 30 years, ve'sheva shonim, and 7 years. So here it's not written that his life was 100 37 years, it's written 100 years, 30 years, and 7 years, and Rashi does not say anything. Rashi doesn't say that when he was 100, he was like 30, when he was 30, he was like 7. Why doesn't Rashi say there a comment like that? Since Rashi always asks in the other two circumstances, Sarah Imenu, when she was 127, Rashi asks, why is it written 100 years, 20 years, 7 years? Why isn't it written 127 years? And Rashi gives a drash. And the same thing happens by Avraham Avinu's life, where it says that he was 170 years. It says 100 years, 70 years, 5 years. And Rashi again expounds on that. Then why doesn't Rashi expound on the life of Ishmael? That Ishmael says that he was 100 years, 30 years, 7 years. In truth, this question is asked by Sefer Levushoira on the verse of the death of Avraham Avinu. He says that in regards to Ishmael, we don't see it anything mentioned. And I'm going to add to this idea that we see also when Yitzchak passed away on chapter 35, verse number 28, it's written there, Vayiyu Yemei Yitzchak, the days of Yitzchak were Me'as Shana Ushmonim Shana, 100 years and 80 years. It's not written 180 years. It's written a years between them. And Rashi doesn't ask there either why is it written a year after the 100 years. You could have just written 180. Why is it written 100 years, 80 years? Therefore, we have to say that whenever a tzaddik dies, the Torah writes down a year in regards to every unit to let you know that the unit was complete, meaning 100 years, 70 years, and 5 years, because each one is complete. They didn't do any half years. And in the same thing by Avraham Avinu, when he passed away, it's written there 100 years, 70 years, 5 years, because it was complete. And the same thing by Yitzchak, 100 years, 80 years. And in regards to Ishmael, since we say Ishmael did tshuva, therefore, by Ishmael, it's also written 100 years, 30 years, 7 years. Because once he did tshuva, he was able to rectify the bad years that he did. So therefore, it's a complete unit, 100 years, 30 years, 7 years. And the reason why Rashi only comments in the life of Avraham and Sarah, we have to say that since in the end of the life of Avraham Avinu, it's written, Ve'ele Yemei Shnei Chai Avram Asher Chai. This is the days of the life of Avram that he lived. The word Asher Chai is extra. So therefore, because it's the extra words Asher Chai, we learn that 100 years was like 70 and 70 was like 5. But if it was not written the extra word Asher Chai, that he lived, we would have not made the comparison of 100 to 70 and 70 to 5. And the same thing in the first pasuk in the parsha. Here it's already written that Sarah's years was 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years. Why is it written Shnei Chai Sarah? These are the years of the life of Sarah. That comes to add that you have to learn that all the years are equal. Meaning, without the fact that it's written Shnei Chai Sarah, this is the years of the life of Sarah, we would have not learned that 100 years is like 20 and 20 is like 7. But now that's written again, Shnei Chai Sarah, which is as redundant as it's written by Abraham Avinu, Asher Chai that he lived, that comes to teach you that Kulon Shavim LeToiva, that you have to compare all of them to goodness, which means that you have to say she was 100 years like 20 years and 20 years like 7. So therefore, only in the life of Avraham Avinu, where it's written Asher Choy, and in the life of Sarah, which is written again Shnei Chai Sarah, which have redundant words, that's where we learn the comparison of the years. But where you don't have the redundant words, you don't have to learn the comparison of the years to each other. Sefer Shemeroj gives an answer based on the Baal HaTurim. The Baal HaTurim brings down in the name of the Zohar that Vayihiyu is numerical value 37, the Vav is 6, the Yud is 10, that makes it 16, the Hey is 5, that makes it 21, the Yud is 10, that makes it 31, and the Vav is 6, that makes it 37. Vayihiyu Chaye Sarah, the life of Sarah was 37 years, a meaning that Sarah's Imenu's life was only when Yitzchak was born, and Yitzchak was 37 years old when the Akedah, when the binding of Isaac took place. So that means that Vayihiyu Chaye Sarah, that the life of Sarah was numerical value Vayihiyu, 100 years, 20 years, 7 years, meaning the 127 was Shnei Chaye Sarah, that's the total years of the life of Sarah. But Vayihiyu Chaye Sarah, but Sarah's life was only 37 years, and according to this, it fits very well. Why is it written again, Shnei Chai Sarah, the years of the life of Sarah? Because it's referring to two types of life. One, when she had a son that was 37 years, that was her life, but the years of her life were 127 years. But then Sefer Shemeroj continues and says that theoretically we have a problem with Rashi. Rashi says, Kulon Shavim LeToiva, that they all were good, we have a problem with that. Meaning that since there's a machloikas when Avraham Avinu recognized Hashem, the Medrash Rabbe in Vayigash, Parshat Tzadik Hey, Simon Gimel, writes down that Rabbi Yonason Sarah Biro says that Uven Kamal Shonim Hikir Avraham es Boyoy, how old was Avraham Avinu when he recognized Hashem? He answers, Ben Memches Shono Hikir es Boyoy, that when Avraham Avinu was 48 years old, Avraham Avinu recognized Hashem. And Mefarshim explained why specifically did he pick the number 48. Mefarshim explained that since the dispersion was in the year of 1996 of creation, meaning in the year 1996 was the Dor Afloga, and Avraham Avinu was born in the year of 1948 of creation, that means that Avraham Avinu was 48 years old when the dispersion, when the Dor Afloga took place. And there in the story of the dispersion, it says that the whole world was together, and we don't see Avraham Avinu objecting or doing anything against it, even though we don't see Noah and Shem and Aver doing anything against it either. But we could say that since Noah, Shem and Aver could have been in Eretz Yisrael and the tower was in Bavel, therefore they didn't do anything against it because they were not involved and didn't hear about it. But since Avraham Avinu was in that neighborhood and he didn't do anything against it, then clearly shows that Avraham Avinu was not yet connected to Hashem, and he was also together with the people at the Tower of Bavel. And right after the Tower of Bavel, Avraham Avinu recognized Hashem. Therefore, we say that Avraham Avinu was 48 years old when he recognized Hashem. The Medrash continues and says the opinion of Rish Lakish, which Rish Lakish says that Avraham Avinu was 3 years old when he recognized Hashem, because later on it's written on Bereishis chapter 26, verse number 5, Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli, because Avraham Avinu listened to my voice. And the numerical value of the word Ekev is 172, because the iron is 70, the kuf is 100, and the vase is 2, that makes it 172. And we know the total life of Avraham Avinu was 175. So for ache of years, for 172 years, Avraham Avinu recognized Hashem. That means that Avraham Avinu was 3 years old when he recognized Hashem. But according to the opinion that Avraham Avinu was 48 years old, and Avraham Avinu was the first person in that neighborhood to recognize Hashem, that means that Sarah Imenu was 38 years old when she recognized Hashem. Because if Avraham Avinu is 48 years old, Avraham Avinu is 10 years older than Sarah, that means that Sarah Imenu was 38 years old when she could have recognized Hashem. According to this, Sefer Shemin Roish asks, how can we say that for 127 years, kulon shavim letoiva, that they all are equal to goodness, when we know that for the first 38 years of her life, she didn't recognize Hashem? Therefore, Sefer Shemin Roish says that we know that Akedas Yitzchak was when Yitzchak was 37 years old. That means that technically he was 37 and a half, because the Akedas Yitzchak was on Yom Kippur and Yitzchak was born on Pesach. That means that Yitzchak was 37 and a half years when the Akedas Yitzchak was. And when we say that Sarah Imenu is 127 years, that means that Sarah Imenu is exactly 127 years, because to righteous people, Hashem counts from day to day. That means she's exactly 127 years when she dies. Therefore, Sefer Shemin Roish says that clearly when a woman leaves a child that follows in the right footsteps, whatever the child does counts for the woman too. Meaning a mother who leaves a child and the child is following in the path of Torah, that Torah that the child makes, or the child learns, the good deeds that he does, counts for the mother. If that is so, then comes out that even though technically Sarah Imenu only served Hashem for 127 years minus the 38 years, which is 89 years, but since Yitzchak served Hashem together with her for these 37 and a half years, then comes out that Sarah Imenu ended up serving the whole time, the 127 years, because Yitzchak's years, which she herself served Hashem, and the years extra, the 37 and a half years, which Yitzchak served, which counted for Sarah, that made the all the years of Sarah Imenu being complete, because Sarah Imenu did not serve Hashem for 38 years, which we don't know if it's complete or not, but even if we say it's complete, for 37 and a half years Yitzchak served Hashem, so Yitzchak made up the years that Sarah Imenu did not serve Hashem. So therefore also it says Vayiyu Chaye Sarah, that the life of Sarah was Vayiyu. Vayiyu is a palindrome. A palindrome is a word that is read the same way frontwards or backwards, like mam, M-O-M, which could read it both ways. So Vayihu is a palindrome which it could be read frontwards and then backwards, which means that Sarah Imenu was able to complete her life by going frontwards and also by going backwards, by rectifying what she did backwards. How did she did backwards? Because it's written in the end, Shnei Chayesara, and normally we read, Shnei Chayesara, the years of the life of Sarah, but here Shnei Chayesara is translated differently. It's translated Shnei two Chayesara, lives of Sarah, meaning that since Vayihu is like the Zohar, the 37 years that Yitzchak was, so therefore it is able to complete frontwards and backwards, and Shnei Chayesara, we count the years of Sarah twice. We count the 89 years that she lived and did mitzvahs after she recognized Hashem, and we also count the 37 and a half years that Yitzchak did mitzvahs in her life, which counts for her. Therefore, totally we have 127 years, and therefore we know that all the years were good. Why? Because we count her years, and we also count the Yitzchak's years, which is Shnei Chayesara, the 2 years that Sarah's life, the son's life and her life, and therefore ends up kulon shavim letoiva, they all are equally good, because Yitzchak was able to complete the years that Sarah Imenu did not serve Hashem because she did not yet know. The Satmar Rebbe, the Berach Moshe, wants to explain this Rashi, Kulun Shav Letoiva, they all are equal to good, based on the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Ches Omed Aleph. There, the Gemara says, Omru Leile Rabbi Yochanan, they told Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Sabe BeBavel, that there are old people in Bavel. Tama, he was wondering, how is it possible that there should be old people in Bavel? The Pasuk in Dvarim, chapter 11, verse number 21 says, Laban yirbu yameichem, v'mei v'neichem, so you should multiply your days and the days of your children, al ho'adoma, on the earth, and the verse continues, Asher nishba Hashem lavoiseichem, that Hashem swore to your forefathers, lo seiz lohem, to give to them, kimei ha'shomayim, like the days of the heaven, al ho'aretz, on the earth, which means that your days will be mentioned on the land that Hashem swore to your forefathers, which is Eretz Yisrael, which means only on Eretz Yisrael you are going to have lengthened days, you're going to get old, but not Chutz La'aretz, not outside of Eretz Yisrael. Then how is it possible that there should be old people in Bavel? Given the Amrulei, once they told them, the Mekadme u'mechashrecha lebeit knisha, that they come early and stay late in the base knesses, Omar, he says, Hainu de Ahanale. That is what helped them. Meaning the fact that they stayed longer in the base medrash and they come early and late, that is what helped them. And Mefarshim asks, how did this answer the question of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan was wondering that the verse clearly says that this blessing will only come Al Ho'adama on the earth that Hashem gave us, which means in Eretz Yisrael. How does the fact that they get up early and come late to davening and to learn help the fact that because of that they get a longer life? The Rif and the Marshah give the same answers, that since the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph 29a writes down that Hasidim Batechnesius Vatemedrashes Shebebavel Liois Kvuim Be'eretz Yisrael, that in the future all the synagogues and Torah academies of Bavel will be uprooted and they will be placed and transported to Eretz Yisrael. That means that every synagogue in the world is like a small plot of land of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, since these people go into those places, that it's tantamount of them being in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, they get a long life. Meaning that since those places are eventually going to be Eretz Yisrael, then if they come into Beis Medrash late and early, they stay in Beis Medrash, that is tantamount of them staying in Eretz Yisrael, therefore they have a long life. The Divrei Yoel gives a different answer to this question, based on the Ramban on Eruvin, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Beis 17b. There the Ramban is discussing the Tchum Shabbos, meaning there is a prohibition on Shabbos and Yontef to go more than 2,000 cubits outside your place of residence. If you are living outside of a town, you may only go 2,000 cubits from the place where you are to either direction. And this is called Tchum Shabbos. According to Rabbi Akiva, this prohibition is a biblical prohibition. And yet, the rabbis established that if you want to go more than 2,000 cubits, you want to go, let's say, 4,000 cubits in one direction, that you place a piece of bread on Erev Shabbos 2,000 cubits away, and that allows you to go 4,000 cubits. It allows you to go 2,000 cubits up to the bread, and 2,000 cubits beyond the bread. And the Ramban asks, we know that the rabbis had the power to take out a mitzvah of the Torah when we don't do anything. For example, the Torah tells you that the first day of Sukkot you have to take a lulav. And the rabbi said that when that falls on Shabbos, you are not allowed to do it because we are afraid that you are going to carry on Shabbos. Even though the verse clearly says, "Ulekachtem lochem b'yoyim arishon," that you should take on the first day. And here the rabbi said that you can do it. And the Gemara asks a question, how can the rabbis remove something from the Torah? And the Gemara says that the rabbis have the power to remove something from the Torah, b'shev ve'al tase, when you are sitting and not doing anything. Meaning, when you are passive, you're not going actively against the Torah, you're just not taking your lulav, then the rabbis have the power to remove something from the Torah. But on kum v'aseh, to go directly of what the Torah says don't do something, and you go directly against it, then clearly we're not allowed to do it. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that chumim is the oraisa, then the Torah tells me that you could only go 2,000 cubits. Then how, by placing a piece of bread 2,000 cubits away, are we allowed to go against what the Torah says? That now we're allowed to go 4,000 cubits. The Ramban answers that since the person before Shabbos had his thought on that place 2,000 cubits away, and he placed a piece of bread there, then his thoughts makes it as that place is actual his residence, therefore he could walk 2,000 cubits from that place. Meaning, if you have in mind a certain place that it's viewed as that becomes your place, this bread that you put 2,000 cubits away, it becomes your technical legal residence. That means that you are walking 2,000 cubits up to your residence, and then you could walk 2,000 cubits in the other direction from your residence. Therefore, you could walk 4,000 cubits away. Therefore, says the Divrei Yoel, that when a person is praying, the Gemara writes down in Brachas Daf Lamed Omed Aleph 38, that he has to pray with the direction and thought to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, when Rabbi Yochanan was told, Ike Sabe Bebavel, that there is old people in Bavel, Rabbi Yochanan did not understand how can there be old people. But once Rabbi Yochanan heard that they're coming early and staying late in the Beis Medrash, and Rashi explains that they are lengthening their prayers, lengthening their stay, then Rabbi Yochanan understood how it's possible for them to become old. Because since now they having kavana in the prayers, when they have kavana in the prayers, that means they are putting their hearts towards Israel. They are tilting their hearts towards Eretz Israel and towards Jerusalem. That means that they actually are viewed as they are in Eretz Israel, as they are in Jerusalem. Because where your thoughts and heart is, that is considered your place of residence, in the same way that where your bread is on Erev Shabbos, that is considered your place of residence because you are thinking about it. Therefore, since they are doing this, their thinking is about Eretz Yisrael, it's viewed as they would have been in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the bracha that comes when a person comes to Eretz Yisrael will also come to them. Because they are thinking about Eretz Yisrael, they are viewed as they are Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they get the blessing of heaven. The Divrei Yoel asks that according to what we just said, that the reason why it's considered that they are in Eretz Yisrael is because they pray, and when they pray, they direct their heart to Eretz Yisrael. That means they're thinking of it. Therefore, it's tantamount of them being in Eretz Yisrael. Then the Divrei Yoel asks, we have a problem with what Rabbi Yochanan was thinking originally. Rabbi Yochanan knew that the people are praying in shul. Clearly, they have Beis Knesses in Bavel. And Rabbi Yochanan understood that they're praying there three times a day, like normal people pray in Chutz Laaretz. Then why was he so surprised? Clearly, if you pray and direct your hearts to Eretz Yisrael, then automatically it would be considered as you are Eretz Yisrael. Then why was so much the surprise of Rabbi Yochanan? That only after they said that they come early at night to the Beis Medrash, then you realize that this is what caused them to have a long life. Not that they pray three times a day. That wouldn't cause them to have a long life to become old. But the fact that they come early and leave at night, that is what caused them to have a long life. Another question that the Divrei Yoel asks according to what he answered previously. Meaning that the Divrei Yoel brought for the idea from Eruv that whatever you think of a place, that is considered the place that you are. That since I think that I am 2,000 cubits away, then it's tantamount that I actually am there, and therefore my residence is considered there, and therefore I could walk from that spot where I put the bread 2,000 cubits each direction. But the Divrei Yoel asks, in order to make it an effect, I have to actually make an action, meaning that I actually have to put the bread there, or I actually have to be there when Shabbos starts. But if I just think of being there, that is not considered enough an action. What does it help that when I pray, I think of Yerushalayim, think of Eretz Yisrael, when I'm actually not doing any action? All I'm doing is praying and directing my heart towards it, but I didn't do any action to make it my place. So therefore, the Divrei Yoel says, based on the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, ADA 3A, where there the Mishnah says, Asoicher Sapoyalim, somebody who hires workers. Ba'omar Lahem, after he hired the workers, he tells them, Lahashkim Ularif, that I want you to come early morning, or I tell you to come late at night. So the Gemara says, that Mokom Shenagu Sheroi Lahashkim Vesheroi Larif, a place where the custom is that workers usually do not get up early and do not leave later at night, Eino Reshoi LaKoifon, he cannot force them to come early and leave late at night. The Gemara on this statement asks, Pshita, clearly, since he didn't make the stipulation originally, why would you think that he could tell them now to come early and go late at night? The Gemara answers, Lo Tzriche, it's talking about a case, the Tafalo Aigraye, where he gave them extra salaries, meaning he gave them extra money, and he says to them, Mao the Tema, I would have thought that how the Tefuel Ocho Aigraye, that the reason why he gave extra money is Adata the Mekadmisu Mechashrichu Badai, is because I want you to come early morning or late at night. Komash Malon, so the Mishnah is telling you, the Omrulei, that the workers could tell him, that Hai the Tafas Lon, the reason why you gave us extra money, is Adata the Avdinalach Avid the Shapirto, because you want us to make a good work for you, meaning you want us to do good work, therefore you gave us extra money, but not because you wanted us to get up early in the morning and go late at night. The Divrei Yoel says that since the Gemara says that if somebody gives extra money and he thought that the extra money was to get up early in the morning and stay late, but they could answer to him that the reason we have the extra money is because we're doing you good work, that comes out that doing good work is equivalent to somebody getting up early and going late at night, because they have a choice to do either, and they could say that the reason that we got the extra money is because we're doing to you good work, even though he wanted them to come early and late at night. So it comes out if somebody comes early and late at night is equivalent to somebody who does good work. According to this, says the Divrei Yoel, we know that to serve Hashem properly could only be done in Eretz Yisrael. That's the proper way to serve Hashem, as the Ramban says in many places, that all the mitzvahs were really given really to do in Eretz Yisrael, and outside of Eretz Yisrael is almost as practice for doing it in Eretz Yisrael. And since previously, before the Leman Yirbu Yameichem, that in order that you should life should be lengthened on the earth, that Hashem promised, it's written in the Shema that we should do mitzvahs. That means that in order for us to get the reward to do those mitzvahs, we have to do it only in Eretz Yisrael, because that is the proper place where we have to do the mitzvahs. And if we do regularly the same mitzvahs, Chutz La'aretz, even though we're doing the same mitzvahs, even though we are directing our hearts to Yerushalayim, it's still not the same thing. Because since we are doing it Chutz La'aretz, we could never achieve the same level that we would have done in Eretz Yisrael. Automatically, we would have not been deserving of the reward of having a long life. And therefore, says the Divrei Yoel, Rabbi Yochanan was wondering, even though you're doing the mitzvahs and you're davening and you're doing the same thing outside of Eretz Yisrael, still you do not deserve the reward because you cannot perform in the proper way. And the reward you only get when you do it completely in the proper way. But once Rabbi Yochanan heard that Mekadme u'Meshachre, that they're coming early and they leave late at night, when somebody cannot do the mitzvah properly, then we say that if he gets up early and leaves at night, it's the same way as he would have done the mitzvah properly. From the Gemara in Bava Metzia, we see that somebody gives you a reward, extra money, and he tells you that the reason I give you the extra money is because I want you to get up in the morning and go at night. You could answer that you gave me the extra money for me to do good work. Then comes out that in exchange of doing good work, I get the same thing if I get up early and go late at night. So therefore, once Rabbi Yochanan heard that the people in Bavel are getting up early morning and going late at night, then Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, this is what actually got them to become old. Because now the Chutz Laretz, they're doing something to show that they really want to be in Eretz Yisrael. They want to do the good work in Eretz Yisrael. But therefore, they get up early and they go late at night. So therefore, it's tantamount as they did an action and they are in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, they get the reward of having a long life, of getting old. According to this, says the Beirach Moshe, the same problem we have now with Sarah Imenu. Meaning, Sarah Imenu was a lot of years outside of Eretz Yisrael. And since she was outside of Eretz Yisrael, she couldn't do the mitzvahs properly. And I would have thought that since that she couldn't do the mitzvahs properly, she was happy doing that, and she did not make something up to do that. Therefore, says the Berach Moshe, the Medrash Tanchuma in this sixth parsha brings the verse in Mishle, chapter 31, in the Eishes Chayil, which was written by Shlomo Melech, and he says that the whole Eishes Chayil is referring to Sarah Imenu. And in the Eishes Chayil, in verse number 15, it's written, Vatokom bo'oid laila, that she got up to do mitzvahs during the night, meaning she got up all the time during the night. Then comes out from the fact that she got up during the night, then Sarah Imenu was one of those people that got up early in the morning and went to sleep late at night to do mitzvahs, like the people in Bavel. Then comes out that even though the years that she was chutzlaret and she couldn't do a good work because she was outside of Eretz Yisrael, nonetheless she made up for the good work by coming early and going late at night. And therefore, says the Berach Moshe, that this is what was bothering Rashi. The verse says that Sarah Imenu was 100 years, 20 years, and 7 years, and I said that they all were compared to one another, but still, I would have thought that since Sarah Imenu was outside of Eretz Yisrael, those years, even though they were complete years, they are not exactly the same, because you can't compare the years of service in Eretz Yisrael to the years of service on Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, Rashi says at the end, Shnei Chayesore, don't think that they were different. Kulon Shavin Letoiva, all of them were equally to the good. Meaning that even the days that she was Chutz La'aretz, still they were equally to good to the years that she was in Eretz Yisrael, because since she came up early and late at night, that causes that it is tantamount to doing good work in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Kulon, Shavin Letoiva, all of them were equally good. And according to this, the Berach Moshe wants to answer a Medrash Peliya, a perplexing Medrash in this week's Parsha. The Medrash Rabbe in this week's Parsha brings down that Rabbi Kiva Hayoyoshe V'Doresh, Rabbi Kiva was sitting and expounding, but Tzibur Misnamnem, and the people were falling asleep. Bikesh le'araram, he wanted to wake them up, so he says, Ma raso Esther shetimloich al kof chavzayim medinas, what did Esther see that she became a queen over 127 countries? Meaning, Ahasuerus was king over 127 countries. When Esther Amalko married Ahasuerus, she became a queen over 127 countries. What merit did she have? Elotovoi basbito shel Sora, that the granddaughter of Sora, Shechoisa Kof Chav Zayin, that lived 127 years, the Timloich, and let her be a queen, Al Kof Chav Zayin Medinas, on 127 countries. Meaning the Medrash is making a connection that Esther Amalka reigned over 127 countries to the fact that Sara Imenu lived 127 years. Number one, what is the connection? And second, since Rabbi Akiva wanted to wake up his students that were falling asleep, why did he specifically pick this idea? Why didn't he pick any other idea? What is the connection to the fact that Sara Imenu lived 127 years to the idea that they should get up? That they according to this, the Berach Moshe says that Rabbi Akiva wanted to ask an important question in regards to Esther Amalka. Since we know that the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Nun Hey, Amad Aleph 55a, writes down, Shaserare v'arabonos mekatzrim yamov u'shnoisov shel adam, that the fact that you become a leader and become a rabbi over a town, that makes the days and years of a person shorter. And I understand that if Esther Amalka was in Eretz Yisrael, then I understand that she would have wanted to reign, because in Eretz Yisrael you have a bracha that you are going to get long years. Then automatically, if you have a bracha that you are going to get long years, and we have the other side of the coin, that being in charge of other people, being a queen, that causes you to have a shorter life, then it balances out. Then I understand why Esther Amalka would want to be a queen. But now that she is in Chutz La'aretz, she is in Paras Imadai, she's a Achashverosh place, why would she want to be reigning over the 127 countries? It will shorten her life. Therefore, the Medrash says that she realized that she is the granddaughter of Sara Imenu, and Sara Imenu did also a lot of years her work Chutz La'aretz. But nonetheless, from the fact that she got up early in the morning and stayed late at night, that is considered that all her years were good, all her years were like she was in Eretz Yisrael. So too, Esther Amalka was going to do mitzvahs early in the morning and late at night, like that will be considered like she's doing good work in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, she was going to merit to have 127 countries, and the fact that she became a queen wasn't going to take away from her life. According to this, continues Sefer Berach Moshe, that this is exactly the message that Rabbi Akiva wanted to give his students. His students were falling asleep. If the students were falling asleep, obviously the reason why they were falling asleep is because Rabbi Akiva was teaching late at night. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva was trying to teach them the value of staying up late at night. So therefore, he brought the story of Esther Amalka, which Esther Amalka learned from Sara Imenu. And by Sara Imenu, he said that since she used to get up early in the morning and stay late at night, therefore it's tantamount like she did the good work in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, he was telling them that if you want to have a long life, then even if you don't know how to do good work, nonetheless, you could have a long life by coming early and going late to the Beis Medrash and learning. And therefore, don't fall asleep, because you're going to get great reward for staying up late and listening to my Torah. And Hashem Yisburach should help that we should all try to get up early, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, and stay up late, learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. Like that will merit to have a long life as we're doing good work in Eretz Yisrael. And like that will merit that Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt, b'mheira b'yomein.